This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Creating effective marketing strategies is a daunting process, as many marketers sometimes don't even know where to begin and how to battle competition. So Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab is here to provide a powerful framework to think fast and sharper by asking only three deep questions and working hard the answers to those questions. And structuring your marketing campaigns around these three questions can give you amazing results in how you acquire and retain customers for your business. Welcome, Jeevan. And of course,
before
we get to your questions, we have a long preamble. So with these questions, right, does it apply to both online and offline marketing campaigns?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so what I've done is actually, when it comes to marketing, it's always a challenge for businesses when they go and they'll ask questions like, how much should I spend? What should I do? What kind of campaign should I run? Should I do it online? Should I do it offline? If it's online, then which? And it goes on and on and on. So it's a real challenge. So what I've done is I've narrowed it down to just three questions. If you answer these three questions very well, you'll have incredible marketing campaigns. Mm. And it's all you got to do is go very, very deep on each of the questions. And it doesn't matter if you're doing an online campaign or if you're doing an offline campaign. It doesn't really matter. But the three questions still apply, and it will get you thinking about areas of your marketing you never, ever thought about before. Because I often get questions like this. How much should I budget for my marketing? Mm. Should I put 5,000 ringgit a month? Should I put 10,000? These are not very good questions, simply because there are some factors related to the answer, which you're going to see shortly. And the answer really depends on how you answer these three questions.
Okay. So do we begin with the questions now?
Do we? First, let me define marketing a little bit, because it gets quite confusing to people as well when you say marketing. So marketing has got a very broad definition as well as a specific definition. Specifically, I would define marketing as either lead generation, which in terms of any activity you do that generates leads or prospects, or inquiry generation, or more specifically, appointment generation. So whatever activities you do out there that generates appointments for your business, you can consider that marketing. Now, in a broader sense, marketing would be all those activities that attract customers to your business. Mm. So that's a broader definition. So you can take either one of these definitions, but essentially what you're doing is you're looking at prospects and you're looking at customers. So this helps, because otherwise people get really lost in this whole argument of marketing, what it is. So every strategy you run is pointing back at these two things. Mm. So that's marketing. So let's go into the question. So three questions only. First question, what are you testing and measuring? Mm. So when someone comes to me and says, Jeevan, I want to do this campaign for my business, I want to run this campaign on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, or for an exhibition booth, my first question is always, what are you testing? So what are you must remember this, marketing is all about science. It's all about testing. Think of it this way. Business is mathematics. Everything else is just drama out there. Business is just mathematics. We're going to come to why that's so, and I will give you an example. But think of yourself as a scientist. You're going to test, because no one can ever tell you that this is the only way you can sell pencils or the only way you should market a cafe. No one can ever tell you that, because people, buyers out there, their interests change, their desires change, their wants change, products and services change, all kinds of things change. So you've got to ask, what are you testing and measuring whatever you test? So let me give you examples of things to test. Number one, headlines. Everything is about headlines. If you scroll through, say, your Facebook, or you take the Star newspapers and you start turning the pages, notice where your eyes go. As you're scrolling Facebook, your eyes are going for the headlines.
Right.
You're looking at all the different headlines that are popping up. And if you turn the pages of the newspapers, you notice your eyes are going to headlines again. If you're scrolling through Instagram, your eyes are going to headlines again. So one of the things you want to test is, what kind of headlines tend to give you better responses? Mm. For example, now just by changing certain words, you can tremendously change an entire campaign. Headlines are about 80% of the success of any campaign. So I'll give you an example. Let's say, Frida, you sell swimming pools. Let's say, okay, so here's the first headline. Frida, swimming pools, get a pool from us. Mm. That's the first headline. The second headline is 7 reasons why you should only buy a swimming pool from Frida. Mm. See the complete difference there. Or don't buy a swimming pool until you read this. These two headlines would immediately get attention. So what's the purpose of the headline? The purpose of the headline is to get the person to read the rest of the ad.
Okay.
That's the purpose of the headline. So the first thing you want to test, headline. And second, you want to test offers. Many companies roll out all kinds of offers, and often the offers are just really nonsense, the nonsensical offers. But offers are so critical. So let me prove a point here. I test this one on you, Frida. How much is a loaf of gardenia bread? You have no clue, right?
No.
You see, we all eat gardenia bread every day, but people just don't have a clue. You see, people tend not to remember your price, but they will remember your offers.
Mm.
You see, like a friend of mine was telling me just 2 days ago about a Volvo he bought. Mm. And I've forgotten how much the price of the Volvo was, but I didn't forget that he said he got a 7% discount. I thought, oh, interesting. So you see, you remember the offer. So if I ask anyone out there, how much is a carton of Dutch Lady milk or the Gardenia Homey? What, people just can't answer that question. Mm. They have absolutely no clue. But if someone said, you buy one, free one, they will remember that for months. Mm. So you see, people remember offers. So you want to test offers. So what are good offers? Buy two, free one, buy three, free one, 33% discounts, promo vouchers, especially if you're online businesses. One of my clients, they're called Pink Box Cereal. Mm. They sell all sorts of beautiful products for your face and body and everything online. And we created one of the offers we created last year, which was a massive hit with the customers. We called it the Raya Rose. It's a whole truckload of items that you get for just one price. You get a whole bunch of stuff for just that one price, and it's only available during Raya, during the Raya time. And this comes in every year, once a year.
Right.
So it'll be coming in again, Pink Box Cereal. So we threw this offer, and it had a huge response rate with the customers. So you want to test different offers. And especially if you're an online business, you have to keep testing offers, all kinds of offers. And you can repeat them. You can repeat them the following year or even many months down the road. Mm. But you do want to test because people behave accordingly. And some people may wait for offers to buy from your site.
You know, you talk about headlines, right? And then an example, just still on this question, mm-hmm. right? Online marketing and offline mm-hmm. campaign, the words are different.
Right.
Right? I mean, you have to change the words depending on the platform as well.
And also depending on your target market. Mm. See, for example, if you've got, if you're in front of a largely Mandarin-speaking target market, then you would choose, again, different words, different, even the language would change. So, and if it's a Malay-speaking market. So you'd have to look at what are the words that they have an affinity for. Mm. What kind of words, you know? Then if you go to a very English-educated market, they're different words again. So again, that's why the testing comes in. So you test headlines, you test offers, you test pictures. Mm. Now, when pictures, example would be male or female, Asian or white, children or cats or monsters. Mommy is called monsters. So you see, or clowns, Ronald McDonald. You see, so you want to test pictures as well. What kind of pictures work? Like, example, I give you, if you're selling cat food, the worst thing you could do is just have a picture of the cat food. The best thing you could do is have a picture of a girl holding a cat and the cat food.
Right.
You see, that can have a huge difference.
So people can't say that, oh, this method doesn't work. It's the...
Yeah, it's what you're testing the wrong thing. Mm. So that's why whenever someone tells me, Jivan, my ad didn't work, I can't buy that. I have to say, what did we test? I need to have a look. Mm. Because let me just give you an example. Let's imagine you opened a magazine and you saw this resort, beautiful white sand and blue seas and crystal clear waters and everything, beautiful. And then you saw the second picture, exact same picture, but this time there's a picture of a couple holding hands, aerial view. Which one gives you better feeling? The second
better
one.
Better emotive.
Correct. Yeah. So your emotions are higher. So you want to test pictures, you want to test videos. Now videos, for instance, you want to test how many seconds work. And, you know, sometimes some people put too long a video out there. You put a video for 30 minutes, nobody's going to watch that. I mean, just here's a question. Many people love Tony Robbins. I love him, absolutely. But would I sit through 30 minutes of a video of his on YouTube, you see? Mm. Unlikely. But if it's a 5-minute, I'd watch it. 3 minutes, I'd watch it. So you want to test the number of minutes on your videos. You want to test a format of video, like a story format perhaps, or maybe a factual format. So again, you're testing different things. Then layouts, you want to test words, like you mentioned just now. You want to test colors. You want to test fonts. Fonts have a big thing to a big play as well in your mind. Then mediums, you want to test different mediums, LinkedIn, Instagram, exhibition booths, Facebook. Sometimes you find that your campaigns work better in different mediums. Mm. You want to test price, 90 ringgit, 95 ringgit, 97 ringgit. Mm. Which one has, and we've actually tested that before. I've tested it with clients. Guess which one worked the best? 19 ringgit, 95 ringgit, 97 ringgit. Guess which one?
97.
97, exactly.
Why?
The 7.
Oh.
So 7 does something for the human brain, you know. 7 wonders of the world, 7 seas.
Serious?
7 seas.
Seven just does something for the human brain.
It's fascinating stuff. And so like I said, so you test prizes as well. Then the message. What kind of message are you testing? Message generally comes down to two areas. Either your message is about avoiding pain or it is to gain pleasure.
Hmm.
So whenever you look at a message, like say someone advertises, say, a diet, a new sort of diet drink, it's either they're advertising towards gaining pleasure because you're looking beautiful, you're looking fit and everything, or avoiding pain. You look to lose weight, you've got a big tummy and all sorts of stuff. So message. Then you also want to test style. should your style of your advertisement be, say, an advertorial? Or should it be a testimonial story? Or should it be just a story in general? You want to test that. So the idea here is this. Test whatever you're testing and measure.
Okay.
Sometimes a client asks me, say, coach, do you think this will work? My answer is, I have no idea. Let's test.
Mm.
So you always test small. And when you get results, guess what? Go big with it.
Hmm.
You always test small. And then when you get the results, go big.
Do you have like a timeline? Like, let's give this a week.
6 weeks.
Huh.
So you, when you want to test something, you can test it for about 6 weeks. That's a sweet spot. It's just about right when you test something for 6 weeks. It works beautifully.
Hmm.
So it gives you enough information to know what's working. And you can test anything. And don't be afraid to test. For example, I've had people open a cafe and we test free coffee.
Mm.
And boom, fills up like crazy. Then we test giving out the coffee in the form of a voucher.
Mm.
We go to different stores in that mall and we give the vouchers and so on. We keep testing. So don't be afraid to test, but test small with your budget
right.
And then go big when you find that it works. Go very big with it. Sometimes you may test 10 different things and 9 will fail.
Hmm.
But that one that works
right.
will shoot you into the stratosphere.
Okay.
So that's the first question.
First question. We'll go through the other two questions in just a moment. Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab, Racing Game, BFM 89.9. Open for business, sorry.
Breakfast for Masters, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here speaking to Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab. He's here the first Monday of every month, and we talk about three questions for creating incredible marketing campaigns. Our first question was,
what are you testing and measuring?
Right. And there's a lot of things that you have to test and measure. What's the second question?
Okay. So the first question we're looking at, what are you testing and measuring? All the different things from your headlines, offers, pictures, videos, layouts, all sorts of things. Second question is, now here's where your marketing starts getting very interesting. And here's where you start to mint money.
Mm.
The second question is, what is your acquisition cost? So what is the word acquisition cost? What does that mean? Acquisition cost is simply your cost of acquiring either a lead or a customer. Only two things. So what is your cost of acquiring either a lead or a customer for your business? So let me give you an example. Let's say you went in and ran, you launched a Facebook advert. Okay, you put a Facebook advertisement in, and let's say you invested 3,000 ringgit. So you put 3,000 ringgit in a Facebook advertisement, and you got 30 inquiries, 30 calls. So 30 people contacted you in some way, shape, or form. And from those 30 people, you closed 10 sales. Okay, so let's look at the numbers now. 3,000 ringgit is the cost of the ad. Your acquisition cost per lead, so I call it your ACL. Your ACL, acquisition cost per lead, is because there are 30 leads, so that is 100 ringgit each. So that means you actually paid 100 ringgit per lead. That's what you paid. And your acquisition cost per sale, so that is so per customer, so that is ACC, your acquisition cost per customer is 300 ringgit.
Mm.
So you actually bought each customer for 300 ringgit, which got 10 customers.
Mm.
So what actually happened is this. You didn't put a 3,000 ringgit Facebook ad, no. You went and you bought 10 customers for 300 ringgit. So my question now becomes, can you buy these customers better? Can you spend less and get more?
Hmm.
Can you, for the same 3,000, could you get a better result? So let's test now campaign B. So campaign A was a Facebook advertisement. Campaign B is a salesman. You go and you purchase a salesman and an employee, salesman. So you purchase an employee, notice the words, for 2,500 ringgit salary a month and a 500 ringgit allowance, travel allowance. So that's also 3,000 ringgit. But this guy goes out and he doubles up. Instead of you getting 30 inquiries like you did with the advertisement, because now you've got a salesman in your office calling on the phone for 8 hours a day, he gets 60 inquiries interested. So that's now only 50 ringgit per inquiry from your 100 ringgit earlier. And he closes 20 sales. So that's now 150 ringgit a sale. So exact same 3,000 ringgit, completely different results.
Hmm.
And let's say now that the product that you're selling, the sale is 1,000 ringgit per product and the margins are about 50%. So now in campaign A, you've got for your 3,000 ringgit, you've got 10 sales. So that's 10,000 ringgit, of which the margins of 50% makes the net profit 5,000 ringgit. And in campaign B, you've got the same 3,000, you've got 20 sales, which means now you're with 1,000 ringgit, it's 20,000 ringgit at a 50% margin, is 10,000 in net profit. So question, which do you run, A or B? 99% of people will tell me we run B, obviously B. Mm. And they think it's a trick question. Actually, well, it is a trick question. The answer is you run both.
Yeah.
Why would you run only B? You run both because they are both profitable. They both work. And this is the mindset I want people to see. Don't be an either or person. Be an and person. Mm. You run campaign A and campaign B. The only time you don't run it is if you are losing money. So even if you make a 1 ringgit net profit, you still run the campaign. The only time, the other time where you wouldn't run it is if you don't have enough resources to manage both the campaigns, then you run the better campaigns and you quickly up your resources and then you run them all. So you always run. So this is what I meant earlier when I said business is mathematics. Hmm. We like to put drama into business. Oh, it's my mother's cheesecake or my grandmother's business or all sorts of drama we put in. It's just math. Everything is just mathematics. And you got to work out your acquisition cost. So how much are you buying your leads? So let me give you an example. So now when you realize, oh, wow, so I'm buying my leads for, my customers, I'm buying them for 300 ringgit a customer. Now, what if you went very big in different campaigns and you worked out again how much you're buying and you realize you're buying for a lot cheaper, like say a billboard advertisement, expensive or cheap. A billboard on the federal highway can set you back about, say, 300,000 ringgit in investment. It sounds expensive, but if you did the math and you end up buying per customer for 1 year of a billboard, you end up buying for 50 ringgit, then it's cheaper than both these campaigns.
Okay.
So you've got to know the math.
Okay. So in this case, right, the question is whether it's your business strategy for acquiring customers, Facebook, Instagram advertising, how much should you spend? I think it's the question.
So from here, you know. So now I know I'm spending, the campaign A, which is the Facebook advert. So I know I'm spending 300 ringgit per customer. So each customer, I'm investing 300 ringgit to close this customer. So let's say I want 10 customers, then spend 3,000. If I want 100 customers, spend 30,000. And so on. So how many customers do you want? Right. If you want 1,000 customers, spend 300,000.
Okay.
You go according to the math. You never go according to a figure you pluck from the sky. So most business owners say, I'm going to budget 10,000 a month. It makes no sense. You budget according to your acquisition costs.
Say when we talk about your traditional billboard, not the ones that you can change, right? So you've got a billboard that's static, that's there for a year.
365 days a year.
And then you've paid so much money and it didn't work.
Exactly. So before you even put a billboard like that up, guess what you do? Question number one, what are you testing and measuring? So you would test 10 or 20 different advertisements in various mediums. Yeah. The ad that works the best, that one becomes a billboard. Because I've seen absolutely nonsense billboards go up there. Mm. And I've had people complain they didn't work. But when you look at the billboard, you laugh because of course it wouldn't work. So of course, I wouldn't mention names. It's too funny. But the thing is, did they test it? If you're going to spend 300,000 to 500,000 and it's a one-time thing, and you're going to put this up for a year, you really want to test it. So you see, the billboard, you should arrive at a billboard. You don't just start with a billboard. You arrive there. And you know, and when you look back at all the different campaigns, most people, they have the hope and pray method. They just launch a campaign and hope and pray it works. I say, no, you take the science approach. You test and you measure. You test different elements and you measure. And you can, how do you know it's working? You can even ask your customer, say, what made you buy from us? What did you like? Why did you buy this? Ask these questions and watch the answers. You'll be very surprised. They say, oh, I just love the fact that there were children in your ads, for instance. And that's telling you that in your market, that works. So so the first question is, what are you testing and measuring? Second question, what is your acquisition cost? Now, with these two questions alone, you're extremely educated about your marketing already. Now comes the big one. The third question is why and how I've made companies very, very rich and made them millions is because of the third question. So the third question is the one that majority of business people out there pay no attention to. So let me give it to you. Here's the third question. What is your lifetime value of each customer? What is your lifetime value of each customer? If I pick 10 entrepreneurs right now, I bet you more than 5 of them have no clue what the answer is to this question. So let me define the definition of the whole question. So what is your lifetime value of each customer simply means, what is lifetime value? Lifetime value means the amount of profit you make from a customer's lifetime of doing business with you. The amount of profit you make. So let's go back to the first example, the Facebook advert example where you put 3,000 ringgit in the Facebook ad. So let's say now you've noticed that each customer whom you close will spend 1,000 ringgit for a product or whatever it is that they're buying. And you also notice this. So the customer say John. So John comes in, typical customer, he'd spend about 1,000 ringgit on average, and John would tend to buy from you 4 times a year. So that is now 4,000 ringgit. So 1,000 ringgit times 4 is 4,000 ringgit. And John, on average, tends to stay with your business for 10 years. So that is now 40,000 ringgit. So what is John's lifetime value to you? Mm. It is not 1,000 ringgit, which most people think, because that's what he buys for the first time he buys. No, it's 40,000. What does this mean? It means John is worth 40,000 ringgit to your business, but over 10 years. Mm. So guess what? You got to take care of this guy. And you want to really, really treat him really well. And here's the magic to your mark, to customer service. So people say, Jeevan, how do I go do customer service? What sort of customer service should I do? I tell them this. Customer service is just one thing. Whatever your customer spends on you, take a small portion of it out and spend it back on them creatively. So now you know John is going to spend with you 40,000 ringgit. So you take a small portion of it out, say even 5%, that's 2,000 ringgit. Buy him a Huawei phone and give it to him and say, thank you, John. Say, John, wow, why are you giving me this phone? I like you, John. You're awesome. And that's it. Or send him and his wife, get them two tickets, air tickets to Singapore, Firefly. That's about 500 ringgit each. Get them two return tickets to Singapore. And they say, wow, why are you doing that for me? I like you, John. You're awesome. But you see, businesses don't do this. Let me give you an example, lifetime value. Let's take you and me. Let's look at our handphones. Mm. Now, I've been with Maxis, what, 20 years now, I think? Mm. On average, I would spend about, say, 3,000 ringgit a year with Maxis. I've got a Maxis line. And so 20 years, now you're looking at over 60,000 ringgit with Maxis. So the question is, now, I was thinking of switching to Cellcom. Mm. So what would Maxis do to keep me? So what's they've got a huge lifetime value. They got to know. So if you got to know, okay, what's the lifetime value of my clients? So same with Cellcom. If you're with Cellcom and you want to switch to Maxis or some other provider, what would they do? So they've got to work this out. They've got to study this. They've got to know, hey, what is a typical lifetime value and how much can we do for the client?
Right.
So when you start to realize this is when you realize the gold mine in your customers, how much money they're worth. I take, for example, property developers. They sell you a property and then they forget about you. They don't care about you anymore. But what if they understood lifetime value? What if they realized the average person may buy a home every 7 to 8 years? Mm. And if you take care of this person, keep in touch and do things for them, they'll just come back to you again and again and again. Look at BMW. Mm. Many, many people who buy BMWs, they keep buying it again because after the 5-year warranty and service and everything is done, they just trade in the car for the next one and off they go. So the lifetime value is there. So this is very, very powerful information because when you realize this, you're not afraid because now you can spend all kinds of money on your customers to keep them, all kinds. And you're not worried because you know how much they're worth. And here's where it gets even more interesting. You can even make a loss on the first sale. You can intentionally make a loss just to get that customer in because you know the lifetime value is worth 40,000 ringgit.
Right.
So you can lose money in the first time when you do it as well.
I want to go back to some of the earlier points that you brought up, even the earlier questions, right? You're talking about different strategies and people can have the and mentality instead of the or, right? Yep. How do you, like you've got a lot of strategies going on, how do you keep track? And are you giving out too many messages?
Again, you'll be very surprised because each of them are attacking different levels. So customers aren't keeping track. Like if I was to ask you, and are you really keeping track of, let's say, Masing, where they're advertising, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or whether it's a physical exhibition booth? No one's really keeping track. Mm. They're just interacting. So what's actually happening is when you have multiple points, you're interacting with the customer or the prospect at multiple levels. So the chances of a conversion is even higher. Because if you only had just one route, which is, say, Facebook ads, then you have no other way of getting to them. And the customer didn't see your Facebook ads, then there's no other way you can reach them. But if you had exhibition booths, you had Facebook, you had you even did, say, email blasting, you did telemarketing, now you're hitting them at multiple points. At some point, they'll say, you know what, I think I might want to buy this. I might want to go and take a look at this. So you want to really hit at multiple points. But let me now summarize the three things into one very simple formula. Everything in marketing is about lowering down your AC and increasing your LV. And your AC is your acquisition cost. So you want to get your cost of acquiring customers as low as you can. So you keep getting better and better. So the cost goes down and down and down. And you want to increase your lifetime value, LV. So the lifetime value keeps going up and up and up because you keep doing amazing things. They're staying for longer and they're spending more. And how do you do that? TM, test and measure. So you lower AC. So just remember these three sets of letters. AC, LV, TM. Not Louis Vuitton, not Telecom Malaysia. So AC, acquisition cost. So you want to lower AC, LV. You want to increase LV, TM. You want to test and measure everything. So you do it. And that's the secret to incredible campaigns.
Right.
So that's how you do it.
So that's how you get started.
Yes, and that's it. Yeah, that's how you get started. So this is how you go out and do really amazing marketing campaigns. You're very intelligent now because you actually understand your marketing and what's actually not blindly just blasting away in all kinds of campaigns and hoping it works.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab. Three questions for creating incredible marketing campaigns. He'll be back again the first Monday of next month. BFM 89.9.
Nice. You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.